Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala s-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى، وإنما توعدون لآت. My beloved brothers and sisters, indeed in this Yom al-Jum'ah, the best day of the week, we blessed and we thank Allah and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one and the only one who deserves to be worshipped. He has no partners, no associate. Nothing ever resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unique in everything. Nothing comparable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abdullah, his mother Amina bint Wahab, the last and the final prophet and messenger of all the prophets who were sent by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have blessing on him, his wives, his companion, and those who follow his way until Yawm al-Qiyamah. My dear brothers, I'm standing in front of you here today, and I'm looking at my ummah. When I look at the people who are crying and their blood all over, bath of blood in Syria, in Libya, in all the Muslim countries, all of them. When I look at them, and nobody even say anything, it hurts the heart. But we, from our side, all the time we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah today sincerely from our hearts, even though we don't know these brothers from Syria, we don't know these brothers from Yemen or from any place, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, whatever name, any place, we don't know them. But لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم make us as strong brothers and sisters. Make us love for them what we love for ourselves. Make us love and make dua for our brothers in Palestine when their homes tear over their heads. Our love make us to make dua for them. Sincerely dua, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them. May Allah take all this tyrant away from them, and inshallah put righteous people in their places. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lot of blessings, a lot of ni'am, and he says وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessing of Allah, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to add them together. You wouldn't be able to count them, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest ni'mah, the ni'mah of Islam. Imagine if you are non-Muslim and you have millions and billions of dollars and buildings and everything you want you have, and you don't have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What the life worth? The life worth nothing, because it's so short. 60 and 70, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and later on we'll go in there and you leave everything behind you. But our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we asked to go to Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. But even the least person who go to Al-Jannah, like the dunya 10 times, imagine. Dunya 10 times, not Manhattan, not Europe or Africa, the whole dunya 10 times for the one who get the small place in Al-Jannah. What about if you get the Firdaus Al-A'la with Al-Nabiyeen, Al-Siddiqeen, Al-Shuhada, Al-Salihin, the righteous people? We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask for Al-Jannah, ask Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Oh Allah, all these brothers from Sheikh Mustafa and the brothers around here, second, third floor, all of them, all of us here, go to Al-Jannah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wear glasses, brother. You don't have to be bothered of the police outside to give you a ticket. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to put AC and heating system. Everything you want, you will get. You want woman, you will get it. If a single woman from paradise appeared to the people on the planet Earth, she will fill the space between the heaven and earth with light and nice smell. And her head cover is better than the whole dunya, my dear brothers. This is what we have to strive for. We have the ni'mah of Islam. Have you ever thought about your own self, my dear brothers? Look at your form. Straight form. Look at your eyes. You, every month you have to pay bills for your phone. You have to pay bills for your AC and electricity and gas and hot water. Every month you pay. Have you ever thought about your eyes? Allah gave it to you for 50, 60, 70 years. You see with them and you never pay for A or C battery. You never pay for no battery for your eyes, and you see with them all this time. You have to appreciate and thank Allah for this ni'mah, the ni'mah of the hearing, the ni'mah of the feet you walk with, the ni'mah of your belly. Have you ever thought when you go to the bathroom and you relieve yourself? What if you can't? How is going to be difficult for you, for me, or for anybody? Therefore, we have to thank Allah. Thank Allah for whatever we get. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. For ni'matul Islam, this moment while we're here, some people inside might be a liquor store drinking liquor. Might be with a woman who is not their wife in a hotel. But we come here today, my dear brothers, with a good intention. And we have to correct our intention every moment when we come here for Allah alone. For Him alone, we leave our jobs, we leave our homes. We come here to put our forehead on the ground for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, today forgive us. Today is a special day for us.
Make it as if this is the last day in your life. My dear brothers, we have a couple days left from the month of Sha'ban, and soon we'll be in the month of Ramadan. How blessed we are, my dear brothers. Ask Allah, as the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to ask Allah, oh Allah, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, save us until we witness the month of Ramadan. Let us make this dua and let us prepare ourselves, my dear brothers. Let us prepare ourselves and do not procrastinate. Procrastination is no good from a shaitan. Let us, my dear brothers, as we have all these favors, as we have all these good things, we here in this society, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we are in the same boat. And he said in hadith rawahu An-Nu'man ibn Bashir, he said, مثل القائم على حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة استهموا على سفينة فأصاب بعضهم أعلاها وبعضهم أسفلها فكان الذين في أسفلها إذا أرادوا أن يستقوا ماء ذهبوا للذين في أعلاها فقالوا ما بالنا لو خرقنا خرقا في هذه السفينة بدلا من أن نذهب إلى أعلاها يأتينا الماء في الأسفل فلو تركهم الذين في أعلاها لو تركوهم لهلكوا وغرقت السفينة ولم ينجو أحد. The parable or the example in this life, we are in the same boat like a people in a big safina, big ship, big boat. And this boat, imagine what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying. He doesn't speak from his own desires. Revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People in a boat. Boat have two stories, two floors. Some people on the top floor and some people on the first floor. And they're in the middle of the ocean. And now the people in the bottom of the ship, if they want to get water, they have to go to the top so as to get water. And this is their habit. Whenever they want to drink, they want to use water, they have to go to the second floor. Some of them, they said, instead of going to the second floor, what if we make a hole in the bottom of the boat? Instead of getting water from the top, the water can come from the ocean and we can drink. So if the people on the upper floor allow them to do so, the boat will sink because the water will come from the bottom and it will fill the boat and the ship and everybody will drown and everybody will vanish. But إِذَا أَخَذُوا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, if they come and help them and took care of them, then everybody will be saved. My dear brothers, we here in a boat, we in New York City in a boat, some people on the top, some people on the lower part. And we Muslims, if we don't help these people, they're going to sink down, they're going to drown, and we're going to follow them. Therefore, when we see an evil act, when we see something wrong, we have to stand with justice, with the truth, with good intention, with love to help the people. Our purpose in this life, as Muslims, to help people. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his uncle Ali ibn Abi Talib, لِأَنْ يَهَدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. If Allah guide as a result of your effort, one single person is better for you than the whole dunya. The whole dunya. Our purpose to help these people. We don't want people to go to hellfire. We want them to come. The Jannah is so spacious, so big. It's not going to be small for anybody. Inshallah, we love people to be saved, not to be hurt. Therefore, we have to take with their hands and take them from the mud, from the darkness, and put them into the light. My dear brothers, when you see on the TV same-sex marriage in New York State, how you feel as a Muslim? Are you going to hate it in your heart? Are you going to talk about it? Is it going to bother you, or everything is the same? When you see a man next to a man on a TV, kissing each other and want to get marriage certificate. How you feel? They want to get inheritance. How you feel? When you see a woman, like a woman next to her, and they're kissing each other and they say, we need marriage certificate. Same sex marriage. How you feel? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not getting angry? Do you think the fires in Arizona and the water in the Mississippi and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the tsunamis and the sickness, all these things happening, you think coincident? As a result, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever is happening, as a result, what we have done, what we have earned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive a lot. Go to the hotels and you see, go to the village and you see men walking like women. Women walk like, you can't even recognize. Sometimes you in your store and somebody come to you, when they talk, you don't know man from the woman. Do you know what happened to the nation before us? Because of their arrogant عاد, they said, من أشد منا قوة فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض وقالوا من أشد منا قوة. They became arrogant on the earth and they said, who is mightier than us? We are the superpower. We are the United States. We are the European community. We are this and this. And they're saying all this. They don't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mightier than them. They don't know that there were some nations who were before them even stronger than them. They don't know about the Qawm Lut, Ad, wa Thamud, wal Mu'tafikat. All these people. What is the empire? Roman Empire. What is the Persian Empire? Empire. What is the Russian? What is the Russia? What is Russia? Communist. All of them who need to corruption. Allah inna rabbaka la bil mirsad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yumhil wa la yuhmil. Allah can give you time in order to retain, in order to come back. But when you come on the TV and you make your fahisha very obvious, then the ghadab of Allah can come. We as Muslims have to stand and to have principles. We are not like politicians. Politicians, they want the vote. They want to win. They want to go to the White House. But you want to go to Al-Jannah. If you want to go to Al-Jannah, you have principles. You don't compromise. Therefore, we are in a safina, we are in a boat. And these people are all about to drown, about to sink. And we have to take their hands. We have to give them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam, He created for him his mate, Eve, not Steve. Allah never created Adam and Steve and put them together on the same sex marriage. No, Adam and Eve, Muhammad and Aisha, Ali and Fatima, Uthman and so and so, but not same John and Tom. It's not going to work like that, my dear brothers. The people in the planet Earth, more than 6 billion. If 10,000 years ago, man marry man, how many people would be on the planet Earth? How? What are you going to find from a man when you marry a man? And we Muslim, we follow the same footsteps. The Prophet ﷺ said, we follow them. Even if they go to a lizard hole, we follow them. We have to change our attitude, my dear brothers and sisters. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. We don't feel we all right. When you come to a TV, you have to speak the truth. The truth that is pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless how people receive it. We worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the people, my dear brothers and sisters. The imams, when they stand on the minbar, this is a minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't compromise. Don't sell your religion in a very cheap price. My dear brothers and sisters, we about to be in the month of Ramadan, and we have to repair and to rectify our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make sincere tawbah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from today. Let us make real brotherhood and sisterhood. We need to sacrifice, my dear brothers. This deen came to us here. Came to us here. It's not by sleeping and nothing. The Sahaba, they gave their lives, they gave their blood, they gave their wealth in order for us now in 2011 to practice Islam and to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They gave everything. Do you know Sumayya, when Umayya came to her, when Abu Lahab came to her, This belief in Allah, this belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ukfuri billah, ukfuri bi Muhammad. And she refused and he killed her. And she was the first shaheeda in Islam. Do you know, do you study Sahaba? Do you know what happened to Bilal? When he was in the sand of Makkah and the rock on his chest, and Abu Bakr used to pass by and see him, and he was powerless. He can't even say nothing. Ahadun ahad, fardun samad, Rabbi azizun lahu jabini qassajad. This is what he used to say. And Umayyah used to beat him. Ukfur bi ilahi Muhammad. This belief in Allah, this belief in Muhammad. And he say, ahadun ahad, fardun samad, Rabbi azizun lahu jabini qassajad. Fayaqulu lahu Umayyah, afata'asini ya Bilal? You disobey me, ya Bilal, you are an insignificant person. فيقول بلال with dignity, with عزة, إن أكن عصيتك فقد أطعت الله. By disobeying you, I obey Allah سبحانه وتعالى. عذب يا أمية ما شئت, إنما تعذب جسدا فانيا, أما الروح فإنك لا تصل إليها لأنها لا يملكها إلا الله. Punish my body, but you won't be able to reach my soul, because my soul have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Bilal who gave the ultimate sacrifice في سبيل الله سبحانه وتعالى. Abu Bakr came to Umayyah and said to him, I want to make him free, to set him free. And Umayyah said, give me anything, even 10. If you give me 10 dinar, I will let him go. And Abu Bakr said to him, wallahi, if you ask for 100,000 dinar, I will give it to you in order to let him free. And he let him free. And Bilal came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet hugged him. Imagine the Prophet hugged you. The Prophet hugged him and put him his muazzin. And one day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came after Salatul Fajr. And he said, Ra'aytuka ma yara al-na'im. I saw in a dream. And the ruya of al-anbiya is haq, is true. He said, I saw a vision. What do you saw, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, I saw myself in al-jannah. And I saw Bilal walking his footsteps in al-jannah. And he said, ya Bilal, what you used to do? He said, ya Rasulullah, laysa li kathiru siyam. I don't fast a lot. I am not wealthy to give charity. I don't make a lot of optional prayer. But whenever I make wudu, I make sunnah, nafila fi sabilillah, lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever I have wudu, imagine, let us follow this sunnah. Whenever you have wudu, make 2 rak'ah. So my dear brothers, this is the month of Sha'ban. This is the month we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us in the month of Ramadan, so as Allah can clean us from 11 months of sins and bad things. You go in the subway, see the woman, they press all over open, see them, you can't even sit in a train. Unimaginable, my dear brothers. اللهم أعز الإسلام ونصر المسلمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. توبوا إلى الله فالتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. My dear brothers, no hard and difficult moment, no hard and difficult moment when a person die and put in the grave. When the angel come and snatch the soul, this is the most difficult moments. When we be in the grave alone, this is very difficult. In this life, you want to have companion to talk with, to intermingle with, to have some kind of joke and smile. But that's difficult moments. My dear brothers, we're talking about how hot it is here. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when he took the Khilafah, the Shu'ara, they came because they accustomed from Bani Umayyah to get gift from them. They come and praise them and say something for them and to get something from them, to get gift and money. And they came to him, ما أبيض أسنانك وما أسود شعرك وما أجملك. How beautiful you are, how bright and white teeth you have, how nice hair you have. فقال لهم أتتغزلون بي هل أنا امرأة؟ I'm not a woman to talk about me like that. And he said to them, if I die and you come to my grave after 3 days, you will find all the hair you're talking about will fall down. You will find my teeth drop out. You'll find my fingers come down. My smell is not going to be the same smell. And this Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu. How about us, my dear brothers? My dear brothers, اغترم خمسا قبل خمس. When you're young, don't waste your time in vain. When you're healthy, take the advantage from your health before you get sick. When you have time, don't waste your time in vain. Take the advantage from your free time. When you have money, give. Sayyid, do you want to have a house in Al-Jannah? People all the time make an announcement, we need something, we need this. My dear brothers, people build homes in this dunya and they leave it for somebody else. But when you give something for the masjid, Allah will build for you a similar house in Al-Jannah. Don't you believe the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said that. When you're rich, give something. And when you are alive, take the advantage from your life. Don't follow this kuffar. Don't follow their footsteps. Don't encourage them in their evil things. Encourage them to do the right thing, my dear brothers. My dear brothers, in my conclusion, in this month of Sha'ban, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah have salam and salah on him and his wife and his companion. As a result of him, my dear brothers, we have the Quran, the final guidance. As a result of him, we love each other because he said, love your brother what you love for yourself. As a result of him, because we saw his examples, how he put Bilal, how he put Salman, how he put Suhaib, how he put Abu Bakr, all of them together. And all of them, no better, no person, no brother, no companion is better than the other one, except in terms of taqwa. We love him, my dear brothers. So, from his sunnah, in this month, he used to fast the most. He didn't complete month except the month of Ramadan as the fard month, but nafila, fast as much as you can in this month. Tell your wives, your daughters, if they miss any days from last Ramadan, to start to make up their days. If you have some days from last month, last year, try to make them. Go to your brothers, my dear brothers, and tell him, my brother, maybe one day I say something offends you, I seek forgiveness. I love you for the sake of Allah. How many times you come to your brother and tell him, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be like the Ansar and Muhajirun. Let us be like that. Let us kick the racism and nationalism and tribalism and sexism and classism from our rank and come together like the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come together with love. In a positive way, not in a fighting way, not with disputation and argumentation. My dear brothers, from now on, get ready. If you're sleeping, sit down. If you're sitting down, stand up. Get the belt and tie your belly and start. Oh Allah, balighni Ramadan. Oh Allah, this time I don't want to read Quran one time. I want to read it as much as I can. I don't want to backbite nobody. I don't want to slander anybody. I want to be like the Sahaba. I want to be close to you. Oh Allah, help me to accomplish that. I don't want to make Salah in Taraweeh in the first week. Then I come last day to catch Laylatul Qadr. I want to come from the first day until the last day. I want to give Sadaqah. I want to give up slandering, backbiting, vain talk. All these things. I want to hug my brothers. I'm from Africa or from Sudan. And my brothers from India. This is my brothers. From China, my brother. From Europe, my brother. From Syria, I didn't see them, my brother. And I make dua for them. Oh Allah. Allahumma ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah. إخواننا في سوريا اللهم خذ بأيديهم اللهم هذه الطائفة النصيرية أهلكها يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا يوما من أيام انتقامك فيهم يا رب العالمين اللهم يا ربنا اللهم أحصهم عددا قولوا آمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنهم أهلكوا عبادك عبادك المصلين عليك يا رب العالمين به العاجزة والأرمى والثكار والأطفال أبادوهم
عليك بهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى طاعتك وبلغنا رمضان، واجعل قبورنا وقبور آبائنا وأمهاتنا روضة من رياض الجنان، وارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة ونعيما يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
نعم، لا إله إلا الله. استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا، سووا صفوفكم، إن تثبت الصف من إقامة الصلاة. استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.